Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today on the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about visionaries. This is a series that we'll have probably do it every 3 to 4 weeks or so. I felt it's really important and interesting that we talk about not only current visionaries, those that we're familiar with Apple, Google, a lot of different companies that have visionaries at the top, Elon Musk, a lot of these that we recognize in today's terms as visionaries, but sometimes forget about the past and the visionaries for companies that continue to thrive today. You know, how did these companies get founded? Who was the leader at the top and what was his vision at the time to not just gain market share, but to disrupt an industry completely? And what you'll find with a lot of these visionaries, from Andrew Carnegie to JP Morgan, but today we're going to talk about John D. Rockefeller. I find it's interesting. Sometimes we forget how successful these visionaries were. And when we look at the life of John D. Rockefeller as an example, you know, how did he create his wealth? How did he build this oil empire that today thrives? And his life is one that's very interesting. And you talk about the book John D. Rockefeller called Titan. It gives a very detailed description of not only John D. Rockefeller's upbringing, but what his mindset was prior to him starting his oil refinery business that eventually was called Standard Oil. And to hear his story of how he developed Standard Oil and then how he built his empire, it can really be translated to adapting how businesses today can utilize some of that visionary mindset that John D. Rockefeller used at the time in order to conquer his competition, grab market share, provide a product that consumers never knew they needed. And when you look back in the late 1800s, in this case, 1870, is when John D. Rockefeller founded Standard Oil. And he founded off a refinery business at the time. There was no electricity. And what he developed was this oil refinery with kerosene that at the time was thought to be useless. But this byproduct of oil refinery was called kerosene and eventually turned into gas, which we know today with internal combustion engines is still used. And you're seeing a disruptor in the industry, Elon Musk, an electric vehicle category that's disrupting the industry on the internal combustion side of it now. So as these categories of product evolve, as these industries adapt, what's really interesting with John D. Rockefeller was, he was the electric vehicle disruptor back in the day in the 1870s when they didn't have electricity, they didn't have gas, they had no lighting. So it was really the evolution of the industrial society. So when you look at where this came from and how he developed, what I love about it is having the ability to adapt what he achieved through his vision to what you're doing in your company now, and seeing how that translates to other industries as well, such as the electric car industry. So as I had mentioned, John D. Rockefeller, his start was with Standard Oil back in 1870. And at the time, he was actually refining oil. And the evolution of where he found value in the oil was not only with kerosene lamps, which is his first product, but then eventually he evolved. So what I love about companies and brands is this evolutionary process that they go through. They have a product that may be a hero product, a breakaway product, a category that disrupts, and something new that people never knew they needed, such as kerosene in this instance, and then it evolves into another product that's even more successful. So we've seen many visionary brands where they've actually started out with a product and disrupted a category and then evolved that product either into other categories or dominating the category that they're currently in by continuing to evolve that product. So this is what John D. Rockefeller did back in the day, was he evolved this kerosene, and there was a byproduct from his oil wells, which he didn't know what to do with. It turns out in refining that, he was utilizing that for kerosene and then eventually for gasoline. So what this allowed him to do was get a commanding market share in a product category that was evolving in the marketplace, in this case, cars and automobiles. So he was the only game in town at the time. And over this period of time, he was able to monopolize a market, gain a 90% share in the oil market and gasoline market. Unheard of in today's world. But this is something that when you disrupt a category, you create a new category. This is not unheard of as an opportunity for you as you move forward. So when you look at this evolution of where Rockefeller came from, building Standard Oil, evolving an initial product, which were oil wells that fueled kerosene lamps and oil, evolving that into gasoline was really a revolutionary product that had not been created yet. So he saw an opportunity with a new product category that was coming into the market from Henry Ford, which is automobiles. So clearly he had the oil, he had the refinery business in place, ready to go. And as a result of that, that became an even bigger part of his business. So what he also was able to do over that period of time is that he would monopolize transportation. One of the biggest categories of product at the time, and if you relate that to where we're at today, is you look at an Amazon. And Amazon originally was a book company that has evolved into one of the greatest companies on the planet. And it's built around service and product and having the ability to control your own destiny. What I mean by that is you will not only get products from brands, but you'll have the capability to do things vertically yourself. And that only includes not just product, it includes transportation. As we've seen out in the marketplace today is they cut off ties with FedEx because they felt they weren't serving them properly. So they went out and built their own fleet of trucks. So I don't think there's anybody in the U.S., which is absolutely amazing to me, that hasn't seen a Prime truck out there. So to see an evolution of something like that with a company that originally started out as a book company that's evolved into this monster in the industry that's second to none and continues to grow and expand on a global scale. But what they've done is they've controlled their own destiny. They not only make their own products now, they actually deliver the products themselves. So they've got a vertical integration and an omni-channel strategy that they're executing seamlessly. So this was very similar to John D. Rockefeller at the time. He was dependent on train delivery for his oil. And at the time, he did not own any of the train systems. So what he had to do was actually work with these train companies to have his product delivered. But just like Amazon, he got frustrated with transportation of his oil because he couldn't control his own destiny. So what he actually did, and a lot of people may or may not know, is that he was the first to build an oil pipeline. So it was an extremely successful strategy because he no longer needed the train companies to deliver his oil. It was brilliant. So similar to what you're looking at with Amazon right now is this vertical integration of a company where they've commanded significant market share because of the service that they provide. They knew that if they could get something in the hands of the consumer quicker at the best price, that would be a successful formula to build a platform and a base of business off of. Similar to what John D. Rockefeller did on the oil side, was the refinery business gave him a platform for gas that is in the new product category of fueling automobiles in conjunction with Henry Ford. So he kind of hit this new category disruption from horses to cars and built this empire that at the time, again, controlled 90% share in their category. And they were so large that from 1870 to 1911, the Supreme Court, and this is also an interesting part of where we're at today with technology companies, the Supreme Court in 1911 felt that Standard Oil was a monopoly. With a 90% share in the marketplace and category, I would hope you would see them as a category leader dominating over their competitors and not allowing any entry point for a competitor to come in. And not only did John D. Rockefeller control that category of product across many platforms, but now what he was putting in place, again, similar to Amazon, is this vertical integration of not only product, but the delivery of it as well. So he could control his own destiny across many different levels. But what happened to John D. Rockefeller is an interesting analogy to what's happening today. You know, I'm not sure where this is going, but something to talk about is that back in 1911, when John D. Rockefeller and Standard Oil had a 90% share in the marketplace, the Supreme Court actually broke them up into 34 entities because they considered them a monopoly. So we're having hearings today. You're talking about a company such as Amazon that controls their own destiny vertically. It's a great analogy to Standard Oil. So when they went into the antitrust monopoly hearings with the Supreme Court, the interesting thing is they actually broke up Standard Oil. And there's a lot of companies that are still thriving today that are the stepchilds of Standard Oil, such as Exxon, Chevron. They broke it up into 34 entities. And when they broke it up to 34 entities, it actually made John D. Rockefeller much more wealthy. So you would think getting broken up as a monopoly would be counterproductive to Standard Oil, but by choice, they had to. And as a result, John D. Rockefeller wealth, which is the highest in recorded history of an individual, even beyond Bezos, is his wealth was estimated at $418 billion in 2020 dollars. So when you look at the evolution of companies, and Standard Oil is a great analogy of a company back in the day that disrupted a new category of product, disrupted the transportation of that product, had the ability to control their own destiny, and as a result of execution and superior execution, grabbed market share of 90% in that category that, by the way, they created. So when you're looking at companies today, there's companies that go in and talk with Congress that have created their own category. And they do have a dominant market share position, but they're the leaders in their industry. So by revolutionizing an industry to make our life easier, you have to make sure that you're careful with how you manage that future growth of that company and that brand. But at the same time, recognize what they've done for the betterment of our lives. So when we look at Standard Oil analogy, I thought it was a great analogy to what happened back in the day when there was no gasoline, there was no lights, there was no electricity, there were no vehicles. What was the evolution of that back in the day? And you look at an analogy of where we're at today and what's transpired with technology and companies. Just as back in the day in the early 1900s, there were no vehicles and it evolved and it was a partnership. You wouldn't have fuel if it wasn't for John D. Rockefeller. You wouldn't have the internal combustion engine if it wasn't for Henry Ford. So as we move forward in the automobile industry with the electric vehicle being a disruptor, the intention was to perfect the electrical vehicle, make it practical, make it something that could evolve and have a great user experience. And I think with Tesla and these other electrical vehicle brands, this is really something that has evolved. And it's a positive for the industry, and not only for the industry, but also for the environment. So when we look at the evolution of industries, it's interesting to go back into generations to see who those original visionaries were. How did they successfully command market share? Where did the antitrust side of market share growth come from? What was the evolution of something like a Standard Oil, where they were broken up into 34 entities, and many of those step brands and companies still survive and live today and are very successful? And now what we look at today is companies like I had mentioned, Amazon, you talk about Tesla. These are all ones that were in a similar vein as to where John D. Rockefeller was and Henry Ford were back in the day. Visionaries, very few, but significant impact to our livelihood, our future, our growth, and strategies around how does a visionary build their company, how do they successfully protect their market share, grow their market share, and be able to last for generations on a premium level. And I think these are great examples of brand, whether it's back in 1870 to 1911 with Standard Oil, or are we looking at today with Amazon or Tesla? All of these companies are visionaries, are ones that have disrupted their industry and have allowed us to have a better user experience. And I think that's the intention when you start looking at growing your business, growing your market share on a global scale. Find something that's uniformly agreed to, something that you can disrupt and make better for those consumers that purchase your product. These are all things these companies and brands have in common. I don't care if it's Standard Oil. I don't care if it is Amazon, Apple, whoever it is. If you look at that thread is the ability to disrupt, the ability to have a point of difference, to make products simplistic and a user experience that's second to none. If you can find a way to build that magic formula inside of your company, you are going to have a generational impact and long-term success and market share growth. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles, a weekly business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions.